You're listening to Real World News. Extractive industries.
In Guatemala, sand conservation projects are an excuse to evict communities. In this special report, we will look at some of the conclusions of the International Reification Mission on the effects of mining in Guatemala and the recommendations which resulted from the international work which took place in several areas of the country. While big mining extractive projects in Guatemala are the main responsible for the displacement and eviction of peasants and indigenous communities, it is certain that some conservation projects, reservations, or protected areas are serving the interests of that goal of looting. This is what Luis Guribe, director of the Institute of International Cooperation and Development Studies, EGOA, from the Basque Country, and Karin Nansen from Friends of the Earth International, said at a press conference when the mission came to an end. The International Reification Mission on the Violation of Human Rights of Indigenous Peoples was made up by delegates of Friends of the Earth, Amnesty International, CESTA, Friends of the Earth El Salvador, COECOSEIVA, Friends of the Earth Costa Rica, and EGOA from the Basque Country. From September the 20th to the 25th, the mission met with hundreds of people from Colotenango, El Estor, Zipacapa, San Miguel Ixhuacan, Livingston, and San Juan Zacatepeques. They were invited by the Indigenous and Peasant Peoples Coordination. One of the conclusions of the mission was the extremely partial feature of the state actions in favor of mining companies and against the communities. If after suffering abuses, the victims denounce the events to different authorities, they are faced with the bias of the state, who acts rapidly and diligently when extractive companies denounce members of the communities. According to the mission, the denunciation of murder, rape, and threats to impoverished communities are forgotten when not punished. Several rights of the communities are not respected. Access to water, water sources are systematically polluted by mining companies or declared private property. Access to health and traditional territories. But the impunity of the companies makes it possible for sexual abuse and rapes to take place to intimidate and accelerate displacements. This mission will write a report and submit specific cases to authorities and an ombudsman. They also made a series of recommendations. They request a halt to evictions in cases of conflict over labor rights or land property disputes, and to comply with ILO 169 Convention in terms of the participation of indigenous peoples in all decision-making processes, planning, implementation, and assessment of any activity which affects their rights and interests.
You're listening to Real World News.